the holiday time of my beauty, and am I now a subject for them? Let me see. Ask me no reason why I love you, for though love use reason for his precision, he admits him not for his counsellor. You are not young, no more am I. Go to then, there's sympathy. You are merry, so am I, ha ha, then there's more sympathy. You love sack, and so do I. Would you desire better sympathy? Let it suffice thee, Mistress Page, at the least if the love of soldier can suffice, that I love thee. I will not say pity me, 'tis not a soldier-like phrase, but I say love me. Buy me thine own true knight by day or night, or any kind of light with all his might, for thee to fight John Falstaff. What a herald of jewelry is this! Oh, wicked, wicked world! One that is well nigh worn to pieces with age to show himself a young gallant? What an unweighed behaviour hath this Flemish drunkard picked with the devil's name out of my conversation, that he dares in this manner essay me? Why, he hath not been thrice in my company. What should I say to him? I was then frugal of my mirth, heaven forgive me. Why, I'll exhibit a bill in the Parliament for the putting down of men. How shall I be revenged on him? For avenged I will be, as sure as his guts are made of puddings.
Mistress Page, trust me, I was going to your house.
And trust me, I was coming to you. You look very ill.
Nay, I'll never believe that. I have to show to the contrary.
Faith, but you do in my mind.
Oh, well, I do then. Yet I say, I could show you to the contrary. Mistress Page, give me some counsel.
What's the matter, woman?
Oh, woman, if it were not for one trifling respect, I could come to such honour.
Oh, hang the trifle, woman, and take the honour. What is it? Dispense with trifles. What is it?
If I would but go to hell for an eternal moment or so, I could be knighted.
What? Thou liest! Sir Alice Ford! These knights will hack, and so thou shouldst not alter the article of thy gentry.
We burn daylight. Here, read, read. Perceive how I might be knighted. I shall think the worse of fat men as long as I have an eye to make difference of men's liking. And yet he would not swear, praised woman's modesty, and gave such orderly and well-behaved reproof to all uncomeliness, that I would have sworn his disposition would have gone to the truth of his words. But they do no more adhere and keep place together than the 100 psalms to the tune of Greensleeves. What tempest, I trow, through this whale, with so many tons of oil in his belly, ashore at Windsor! How shall I be revenged on him? I think the best way were to entertain him with hope till the wicked fire of lust hath melted him in his own grease. Did you ever hear the like?
Oh, letter for letter! But that the name of Page and Ford differs. To thy great comfort in this mystery of ill opinions, here's the twin brother of thy letter. But let thine inherit first, for I protest mine never shall. I warrant he hath 1,000 of these letters, writ with blank space for different names, sure more. And these are of the second edition. He will print them out of doubt, for he cares not what he puts into the press when he would put us to. Oh, I'd rather be a giantess and lie under Mount Pelion. Well, I will find you 20 lascivious turtles ere one chaste man.
Why, this is the very same. The very hand, the very words. What does he think of us?
Nay, I know not. It makes me almost ready to wrangle with mine own honesty. I'll entertain myself like one that I'm not acquainted withal. For sure, unless he knows some strain in me that I know not myself, he would never have boarded me in this fury.
Boarding, call you it? I'll be sure to keep him above deck.
So will I. If he come under my hatches, I'll never to see again. Let's be revenged on him. Let's appoint him a meeting, give him a show of comfort in his suit, and lead him on with a fine baited delay till he hath pawned his horses to mine host of the garter.
Nay, I will consent to act any villainy against him that may not sully the chariness of our honesty. Oh, that my husband saw this letter. It would give eternal food to his jealousy.
Why, look where he comes, and my good man too. He's as far from jealousy as I am from giving him cause, and that, I hope, is an unmeasurable distance.
You are the happier woman.
Let's consult together against this breezy knight. Come hither.
Well, I hope it be not so.
Oh, please, a curt old dog in some affairs. Sir John affects thy wife.
Why, sir, my wife is not young.
He woos both high and low, both rich and poor, both young and old, one with another, Ford. He loves the galley Morfrey. Ford, prepend.
Love my wife?
With liver burning hot. Prevent, or go thou, like Seraction, be with Ringwood at thy heels. Oh, odious is the name.
What name, sir?
The Horn, I say. Oh. Farewell. Take heed, have open eye, for thieves do foot by night. Take heed ere summer comes, or cuckoo birds do sing. Away, Sir Corporal Nim! Believe it, page! He speaks sense!
I will be patient. I will find out.
And yes. This is true. I like not the humour of lying. He hath wronged me in some humours. Oh, I should have borne the humoured letter to her. But I have a sword, and it shall bite upon my necessity. He loves your wife. There's the short and the long. Oh, as my name is Corporal Nim, I speak and avouch, 'tis true as my name's Nim, and Falstaff loves your wife. Adieu. Oh, I like not the humour of bread and cheese. Adieu.
The humour of it, Bertha. Here's a fellow frights English out of his wits.
I will seek out Falstaff.
I never heard such a drawling, affecting rogue.
If I do find it, well...
I will not believe such a Catayan, and the priest of the town commend him for a true man.
It was a good, sensible fellow.
Go you, George, hark you.
How now, sweet Frank? Why art thou melancholy?
I? Melancholy? No, I am not melancholy. Get you home. Go.
Faith, thou hast some crotches in thy head now. Will you go, Mistress Page?
Have with you. You come to dinner, George.
Aye.
Look who comes yonder. She shall be our messenger to this paltry knight.
Trust me, I thought on her. She'll fit it.
You are come to see my daughter Anne.
Aye, forsooth. And I pray, how does good Mistress Anne?
Go in with us and see. We have an hour's talk with you.
Oh, how now, Master Ford?
You heard what this knave told me, did you not?
Yes, and you heard what the other told me.
Do you think there is truth in
them? Oh, hang 'em, slaves, I do not think the knight would offer it. These that accuse him in his intent towards our wives are a yoke of his discarded men. Huh? Very rogues now to be out of his service.
Were they his men?
Marry, were they.
I like it never the better for that. Does he lie at the garter?
Aye, marry, does he? And if he should intend this voyage towards my wife, I would turn her loose to him. And what he gets more out of her than sharp words, they did lie on my head.
I do not misdoubt my wife, but I would be loath to turn them together. A man may be too confident. I would have nothing lie on my head. Oh. I cannot be thus satisfied.
Look where my ranting host of the garter comes. There is either liquor in his pate or money in his purse when he looks so merrily. How now, mine host?
How now, bully rook? Oh, there, the gentleman. Cavaliero justice, I say.
I follow, mine host. I follow. Good even and 20, good Master Page. Master Page, will you go with us? We have sport in hand.
Aye. Tell him, Cavaliero Justice, tell him, Bully Rook.
Sir, there is a fray to be fought between Sir Hugh, the Welsh priest, and Caius, the French doctor.
Good, mine host of the garter. word with you.
Oh, what sayest thou, my Bully Rook?
Will you go with us to behold it?
Aye.
My merry host hath had the measuring of their weapons, and I think hath appointed them contrary places. for believe me, I hear the parson is no jester. Hark, I will tell you what our sport shall be.
Hast thou no suit against my knight, my guest cavalier?
None, I protest, but I'll give you a pottle of burnt sack to give me recourse to him, and tell him my name is Broom.
Huh?
Only for a jest.
My hand, Bully. Thou shalt have egress and regress, said I well, and thy name shall be Broom.
Broom.
It is a merry night. Will you go with me, Ears?
Have with him, and hers.
I have heard the Frenchman had good skill in his rapier.
Tut, sir. I could have told you more. In these times you stand on distance, your passes staccados, and I know not what. Tis the heart, Master Page. Tis here. I have seen the time with my long sword. I would have made you four tall fellows skip like rats.
Here, boys, here. Shall we wag?
You have with you. I had rather hear them scold than fight.
Though Page be a secure fool and stand so firmly on his wife's frailty, yet I cannot put off my opinion so easily. She was in his company at Page's house. And what they made there, I know not. Well, I will look further into it. And I have a disguise to sound Falstaff. If I find her honest, I lose not my labor. If she be otherwise, 'tis labor well bestowed.